JR on synthesizer. Ian Wentz with him in studio. And we're joined on the phone lines right now by the Hudson Tiger head football coach, Dan Rogers. Good morning, coach. How are we doing today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good. All right, let's get right into it. We'll look forward to this coming week against Blissfield, but I want to look back on your season a little bit. You know, you're 5-0. That target still on your back from last season. What have you learned about your team through the first month and a week of play?
Yeah, it's been a good start of the year for us. You know, coming into the year, we returned quite a bit of players, but we lost last year. So the whole question, both sides of the ball, is where's our offense going to come from? And then defensively, you know, throwing linebacker spots, who's going to make some tackles? So in the first 5 weeks, we're kind of figuring some things out. I thought, you know, with graduation of those last year, created some opportunity. And we've had, you know, about four or five running backs step up. We don't have that superstar. We just have a lot of good, tough kids do their job. So we're starting to get things there and throw the ball a little bit. I think, you know, Ambrose Horwath is a great receiver, so it's trying to get him the ball more during the game. And defensively, we're starting to play some good team defense. But still making, you know, some mistakes and got a long way to go. A lot of improvement to make, but happy where we're at.
Coach, looking at the defense, looking at your schedule, you know, three of the games you've given up either one score or no score. So, got to be pretty pleased with how that has come along. Come from behind win against Constantine, a really good football team from the other side of the state, and then, you know, a game where Onstead just a little undermanned this year, and you guys handled your business. So defensively, Tigers playing pretty well this year.
Yeah, we're playing, I would say, early on a little better than I thought we might. You know, we lost a lot. I think it was we had five seniors in last year's defense, and all of them were all-state kids. So when you lose that, you're not sure how it's going to be.
Sure.
But these kids worked hard this summer, and they understand the philosophy and what we expect from them, and they've done a good job. You know, but again, we got a lot of room for improvement there, but they're doing a nice job in that. Constantine win, you know, that was a big one for us. They were on us, you know, jumped on us, and they're up 20-0, and that's where you learn about your kids is with adversity and when you're down. And are they going to fall apart or blame each other or pull together? And win or lose that game, you know, we saw a lot of great things with our kids just coming together and believing and making plays defensively and then offensively, you know, scoring points. So that was a big game for us, and that's why we scheduled that game. We knew win or lose would be a better football team for playing it.
Talking with head coach of the Hudson Tigers, Dan Rogers, inside the cave. Coach, I asked Coach Lindemann from Addison this last Friday, and I'll ask you the same sort of question. There's sort of a philosophy and a game plan that Hudson likes to do, typically week in and week out, year in and year out. But high school, it's different. You get different classes of students that maybe bring different skill sets. Is it sort of a, hey, you buy into what we do, or do you change up what you do based on, you know, the kids you have from this year and maybe different from last year?
Oh, you know, you definitely have a philosophy. You know, for us, obviously, we want to run the ball and stop the run defensively. But we want to have an offense and a defensive scheme that can be adjusted to the talent you have, because it is going to change every year. There's no doubt about it. So we don't make the kids. We don't say this is what we do and we do nothing outside it. We want an offensive system and a defensive system that can put our kids in the best job, best position to be successful. So we definitely adjust to our personnel for sure.
Coach, looking ahead to Friday as you are home for Blissfield, that'll be our cave game of the week against the Royals. They're coming off a difficult one against Clinton, one of the other top teams in the conference. What are you looking forward to against Blissfield?
Well, you know, Coach Estes will have them ready. They have some athletes. Quarterback can throw it, a good little running back, and a lot of skill guys out on the edge. So I think Coach Estes will have them ready, and we're really focusing more on the Blissfield teams that played Whiteford hard and played Hillsdale tough. That's what we're expecting. You know, we know how good Clinton is, and you watch that and everything, you know, Clinton is so good and things went their way and it just got out of hand early. So the focus, I think we're going to get the Blissfield team that was playing Hillsdale and Whiteford tough to the end. And just a lot of respect for Blissfield over the years. It's been great ball games with them. You look through when we've had some down years, they might be up. It's been good games, and then the opposite. So we expect nothing but the best, and it should be a great atmosphere.
And speaking of Clinton, Coach, you know, obviously week nine, the potential that both teams could be undefeated at that point. How do you keep the kids focused on the task in front of them and not look too far down the schedule?
Really, we just don't even talk about it. You know, that's fun for a fan and the media. I think that's good stuff. But for us, we know, and I'm sure you guys have heard it, the league is just so tough.
Sure.
If you look past anybody, it doesn't matter the record. You could go away with a loss, you know. You just don't know. You look at a Dundee team who's really good this year, defeated, and, you know, they had a close one with Columbia. You just don't know. You got to come ready with your A game. And if you look ahead 1 week, let alone to week nine, you're going to be in trouble. So, again, a lot of fun for the fans and media and all that. Looking forward to that. But we're 100% focused on Blissfield.
Always the fun part of dealing with teenagers, right?
You just don't know how for sure. Gonna... Social media, I'm sure
yep.
I can say that.
Oh, yeah.
They see it and talk.
Sure.
For us, yeah.
Yeah.
What, you've had an opportunity to coach in a few more than a few home games with big-time renovations to the facility with Thompson Field looking better than ever. What's the continued support been like from the Hudson community this year coming off the state title?
Oh, Hudson's just a great place to coach football. I'm very honored to be the head football coach here because the community, you know, whether you're having a great season or a down season, they're very supportive. Whatever – you know, our program needs, and whether, you know, throughout the week and, you know, with our team dinners, just different things away from the football field. The community is just great support of these young men, and then we pay it back in the community to do a lot of projects and stuff around. So Hudson's just a special place, I think, to coach and play football and be part of. So been just great.
I want to transition back to the field for a second, Coach, and I think, you know, people talk a little more about the skill position players, the quarterbacks, the running backs, receivers, people making tackles. But really, I think the secret to your success and other teams in the area, it's on the offensive and defensive line. Could you talk about their play through the first 5 weeks?
For sure. You know, they, like you said, both sides of the ball, they do well. And I think one thing that we take pride in is our kids playing, you know, they're tough kids. They get off the football and play a good pad level. We've got three-year starters on the offensive and defensive line. But, you know, when you look at us, if you looked at our roster, see us warming up, you'll think you'll be looking for our linemen. We got a bunch of 150 to 180-pound kids out there just being outmanned every game. If you look at it, we're the little guys out there, but they're just tough, they're disciplined, and Coach Beal, the old coordinator, also does the O-line coaching, just does a tremendous job. So we couldn't be more proud of the offensive and defensive lines. That's where it starts. Everybody knows that. If you don't have that, you're in trouble. But very proud of those guys.
Well, Coach, having the pleasure to have coached Coach Beal when he was a high schooler, they are definitely a reflection of him as an athlete. He was a bulldog himself, you know, out on the field, whether it was football or baseball.
For sure. They've got his attitude and take pride in blocking, take pride in defense eating up the O-line so the linebackers can get the credit, get the tackles. So, again, he just does a tremendous job, and you're right. They play with the same attitude he played with and he coaches with.
Head coach of the Hudson Tiger football team, Dan Rogers, joining us inside the cave today. Game is home for Blissfield, 7 o'clock kickoff Friday night. Coach, I appreciate your time and good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yep, good luck.